Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Oh, my gosh. I made a typo here. I was sending somebody a text message right before the start of the show, and I was going to say, oh, my gosh, and it said, oy vey. How in the world, this autocorrect thing is killing me on the laptop here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us. Grace, we got to figure out how to turn this autocorrect thing off. It's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I've had a lot of issues with it myself, I understand.
And have you noticed, I've got the new iPhone, it's not new now, but the iPhone, what, 13? The latest rendition?
Yes, I have like the 11.
So it's got a function, and this caught me yesterday. I was doing the show, and I normally have, those people who watch us on the Getter or Facebook Live, they know I'm usually looking at my phone, and it's right down beside me, because our parody guru, Paul Shanklin's always texting me in the middle of the show.
Adding commentary. So,
usually. And so anyway, I looked down yesterday, and apparently there is a record feature where you
yes.
can actually talk into it, and it had recorded the entire segment of the show and was about to send it to somebody.
Awkward. I've done that before on accident.
What in the world? Anyway, before we go any further, I have to tell this, share this story, because we've got a packed show, and I've got to share this story with you. I have a weird, there's something weird that I do every day after the show, just about. Arby's, which is, you know, I'm not a big Arby's fan, but for some reason, Arby's has the best fish in America.
Ew! No!
I am a huge fan of... What?
Ew! That's like saying McDonald's has good fish.
Oh, they've got... I love the Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah! I don't think that's real fish. There's something else mixed in there.
Does that make me a bad person?
It makes you a questionable human being.
It's the fried fish with a hush puppy batter. Love that stuff. I'm trying to eat healthy, so I thought, you know, I'm going to do the fried fish.
Eat a salad.
Well, I can do that. I mean, that's called coleslaw, but I am so I'm trying to eat healthy, so I'm trying the fried fish at Arby's, and it's very delicious.
If you call that healthy,
I think I've lost a pound or two, maybe.
I'm not even going to ask how, because mm-mm-mm.
All right. So you don't like Arby's?
I really don't. I think that the roast beef, here's my thing. They have good fries, they have good shakes, I'll give them that, but their beef, I just think about it, that this roast beef has just been sitting there in like a foil packet, and it's kind of slimy. I just don't do it. I like a roast beef sandwich when it's fresh, not from Arby's.
I remember when I was a kid, they had the, I mean, that was like the upscale fast food place to go to.
It was like the Chick-fil-A?
And sort of.
Beef?
But now Chick-fil-A's gone full-blown woke on some of their, they're starting to offer the plant-based stuff. That's always the warning sign.
Kale salad.
You know that they're turning to the left. And I knew that at Chick-fil-A when they got rid of the carrot salad. Things were going to the left at Chick-fil-A.
When they got rid of the carrot salad?
Yes.
They got the kale salad.
Yeah, they got the kale. Nobody eats that garbage. That's what we have lawnmowers for.
I make a mean kale chip, but anyway.
All right. Thank you, Grace. All right. I don't know what we're... we're talking about Mike Pence today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. So, this is somewhat unbelievable, but I'm going to help us work our way through this. Mike Pence is going to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for the presidency. No, it's not written in stone just yet, but that's the only reason to be in New Hampshire right now. And Mike Pence does not own a vacation home in New Hampshire. He doesn't have relatives in New Hampshire. But he's in New Hampshire, and he is laying the groundwork, folks, for a run at the White House. And he's not the only one. But this could get very interesting, because on the debate stage, you could end up having Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and Liz Cheney. Now, the question is, Who does Donald Trump pick up on the stage and smack around the other person? Is it Liz Cheney? Does he pick her up and physically just smack the living daylights out of Mike Pence? Or is it vice versa? But they're all going to be running for the White House. So look, Mike Pence had a couple of things to say. First of all, he was talking about whether or not he would testify or consider testifying at the January 6th committee.
Jeremy said, if they were to call you to the committee to come and testify, talk, would you be agreeable?
Well, I would, if there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it. But you've heard me mention the Constitution a few times this morning. In the Constitution, we have three co-equal branches of government. And any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It would be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned to testify on Capitol Hill. But I, as I said, I don't want to prejudge.
So no, he's prejudged. I mean, he's about to throw the president or somebody under the bus. We don't know who, but this was a conversation he was having with folks in New Hampshire at one of these eggs in politics deals. And it was what I thought was interesting was the level of applause. It was not all that great. I mean, he was well received. They didn't like throw their eggs at him. But it was polite applause. It was not like, oh yeah, we're ready to storm the U.S. Capitol for you. Oh, too soon? My apologies. the crowd wasn't ready to, march in the streets for Mike Pence. That's all I'm saying here. So anyway, Mike Pence, and you need to understand this, why is it that the people of the Republican Party, the people of MAGA world, why are they so upset at Mike Pence? Because by all accounts, he's just a good and decent guy. I mean, Mike Pence is a born-again Christian. He was a radio host, so you know he's good people. He was, the governor, and he was a loyal member of the Trump administration until literally the very last second. And then it all went to you-know-where. So, I mean, he is a good guy. He is a decent guy. He's a good Christian man. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know how they had those, let me see if I can't phrase, I'm trying to explain this so that we can all understand it, because I really don't want to disparage Mike Pence, but he does have a certain character flaw. So, all right, a few days ago, they had the 87,000 IRS agents, and they're going to be coming after your butts, ladies and gentlemen. They're not coming after the wealthy. They're not coming after the Democrats. They're coming after all of you conservative, middle-class, working-class, blue-collar Americans. All right, they're coming after us. So let's say you're at church with Mike Pence, and you tell Mike, hey, Mr. Vice President, hope you're doing good. He says, how are you doing in the economy? Oh, Mr. Vice President, it's bad. It's bad, Mr. Vice President. Had to take a part-time job off the books. Got to mow grass, cash only, so the IRS doesn't find out. You know, Mike is gonna smile and nod his head. And you know what Mike Pence would do? Mike Pence, when he got home, he would pick up the phone, he would call the Internal Revenue Service, and he would rat you out. Because it's the good Christian thing to do. Pay unto save, sir. What is Caesar's? No, that's what he would do. For the record, we pay our taxes here. Just in case the vice president's listening. So here you have Mike Pence now considering a run. And a lot of people are saying, well, why do people really not like this guy? He's the guy that would always go and tattle, but he would do it in the name of the Lord. And that somehow makes it okay. Let me explain, and we have some audio. This is from December. So the election, the 2020 election, it was in November. You had the controversy. This is in December, all right? And Mike Pence, And this is very close. This is very close to when the certification was about to happen. And here's what Mike Pence told the crowd.
And as our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. We're going to win Georgia. We're going to save America. And we'll never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch.
Yeah, we watched. And you know what he did? He threw the president under the bus. That's what he did. So Mike, and nothing changed. And that's what really angers a lot of people, is that nothing changed. Mike Pence was out there. He was rallying the base. He was the one getting the people fired up. He was getting the people to go to Washington, D.C. for the big rally. That was Mike Pence. And when the going got tough, Mike Pence went running. And that's ultimately why people are so upset with Mike Pence. If Mike Pence would have just stayed quiet, I mean, he could have told President Trump, you know what, I got a little touch of the China virus, Mr. President. I'm gonna have to stay here at the Naval Observatory. But he didn't do that. No, Mike Pence said, you know what, we're gonna fight this. And why? So think about this now, because they're saying, the mainstream media, they're out there saying, oh, this is a good and honorable man. Okay. Well, this good and honorable man was literally out there standing in front of thousands of people, and he was saying that the election was what? Was stolen. You just heard it. He talked about, we're gonna fight. We're gonna fight on the battlefields. It was like the big Churchill moment. And we're going to fight until every illegal vote is thrown out. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Mike Pence. Those are not the words of Donald John Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the words of Mike Pence. Was he lying or was he telling the truth? You tell me. I think he believed it. But something happened, and I'll tell you what happened. Mike Pence, Lord loving, is squishy. He's squishy, ladies and gentlemen. It's an official medical political diagnosis. The man is squishy. And we know this because in Indiana, as governor, he signed the religious freedom law that would have protected churches and the bakery owners and the wedding shop people from getting sued by the alphabet people. He had a chance, and he stood his ground, and then the complaints came, and he turned tail and ran. And he abandoned the Christian people in Indiana. He can't fight. Good man, great husband, great father, good Christian. But he's a lousy fighter. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if Mike Pence is the guy, would you vote for Mike Pence? Honestly, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Would you vote for Mike Pence if he was the Republican nominee? Given the choice, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Liz Cheney, I'm sorry, I tried to say it with Liz. General Tecumseh Cheney, would you vote for her? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. No, I'm serious about this. I mean, these people legitimately think they've got it. Well, Liz Cheney doesn't think she has a shot. Liz Cheney wants to stop Trump. She wants to be the female Ross Perot of this political season. But Mike Pence really does believe he's got a shot here, and he's listening to his advisors telling him that. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up in, well, about 90 minutes or so, we should hear the arguments from the federal judge who's going to decide whether or not to release the affidavit. So you've got the Justice Department. They don't want anyone to know what they were doing, what they were looking for inside Mar-a-Lago. President Trump, and originally, now the DOJ, and let's give them, we'll give everybody the backstory here. So early on, the Justice Department said, well, we can't really tell you what we were looking for unless President Trump wants to release it, but we're really not quite sure he's going to do that. So, but it's really up to President Trump. So President Trump comes out and says, release the affidavit. Go ahead and open it up. We got nothing to hide. And then all of a sudden the FBI comes back and says, well, we really don't want to do it after all. We're not going to release anything after all. It's there's just too much. It might affect some other investigations we've got. So, yeah, we're just going to back off of that. So now the judge is going to decide. And honestly, what needs to happen is it needs to be released. We need to know everything that was going on at Mar-a-Lago. That's what needs to happen. Because, look, if the president, if former President Trump is guilty of harboring top secret information, information that could have led to the destruction of America, we need to know about that. If, in fact, that information that would have led to the destruction of America and the FBI knew it for 18 months and did nothing, yeah, we kind of need to, we need to know about that as well. So there's a lot we need to know about what happened down there. And I don't, for a New York minute, believe President Trump did anything illegal. You say, Todd, how can you say that? Very simple. You look at the man's record. He's never been arrested, never been charged with a crime. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people out there making all sorts of allegations. But at the end of the day, President Trump has never been charged. And we know that plot after plot after FBI planned plot has been dismissed as fake fraud. So, yeah, I'm sticking with President Trump on this one. Now, a lot of people are already jumping ship. You've got Alex Jones out there who now says that he's going to be a Ron DeSantis man. You've got Fox News, and Fox News is making the shift. And it's sort of like the Titanic, Fox News. They had a straight shot to New York City, and what happened? They deviated course, and they're heading right into a big old iceberg. And you got people that are jumping ship. Laura Ingraham just the other night suggesting that people are just too exhausted. People are exhausted. They're tired of the drama, and they're ready for somebody else. I mean, the entire news division's been anti-Trump from day one. Bret Baier and all that crowd, Chris Wallace. The only glimmer of good news coming out of Fox is they hired Shannon Bream to host their Sunday show, and she's the best. Have nothing but great things to say about Shannon Bream. But the rest of them, well, it's kind of a mixed bag over there. But all that to say, there are calculations being made right now that many of you are ready to move on beyond Trump. And I'm not one of those people just yet. I love Ron DeSantis. If Trump decides not to run, I'm going to be in DeSantis's corner. I'll be singing his praises. I think he'd make a great president. But right now, I want to sort through this Trump stuff. I think the guy's been given a raw deal. And I believe we owe it to Donald Trump to do him right. What say you, America? Do you want to do right by the president, or is it really time to move on? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, new survey out, new polling data in Ohio, big battleground state. Turns out Ohioans are more likely to vote for Trump in 2024 after the FBI raid. That's according to a new poll from Emerson College. They do a pretty decent job. Wow, that music keeps on going. Welcome anyway. For some reason, it's in my headphones here, folks. But again, this Ohio poll from Emerson College, 51% compared to 41% say they would likely be voting for the other party this year. Interesting. So Republicans looking good in the Buckeye State. Meanwhile, Tim Ryan is leading J.D. Vance in favorability. That's for the big Senate race there. 54% over 54% over his opponent there. This Fox News story is clearly riddled with errors, folks. And so I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to stop reading this. I don't know what's going on over at FoxNews.com, but their numbers are way off the mark. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Margaret in Georgia, what's on your mind?
I'm more determined than ever to vote for Trump after this ongoing persecution. It only convinces me more and more that his efforts to drain the swamp are desperately needed if America is ever going to be what it has been in the past.
So, Margaret, you haven't been turned off by the nonstop attacks on Trump over these years?
No, they make you more determined to realize that the swamp doesn't want him there because why? They're afraid of him. They're afraid he's going to stop the corruption and the fraud that's going on up there that has been exposed to us now. I'm almost 80 years old, and I've always looked at the federal government to be above board and honest, but lately, we have been able to see as Americans more and more that the swamp is indeed corrupt and it needs to be drained. And I don't know anybody else who's any tougher than Trump to be able to handle that job.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Pence is a nice guy, but you don't want him
in
the...
He's a nice guy, but nice guys don't do this.
Yeah, you don't want him in the foxhole next to you when the going gets tough.
No.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm a born-again Christian, and I appreciate Mike Pence for his Christianity, but we need somebody tougher than Mike Pence to tackle the swamp.
All right, Margaret. I suspect a lot of people agree with you out there. Appreciate the call. Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret says, hey, she's with Trump, and we need to keep fighting. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Eric Trump was on Hannity's show the other night. He says they were ordered to shut down the surveillance video. So the FBI comes in and they say, you got to shut down the video surveillance. And the FBI apparently thought they did, but they did not. So they've got all of the surveillance video. Now, Eric Trump is saying, you know what? We may release this videotape. And people are freaking out because, you can't show the faces. You got to blur the... No, why do that? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about your tax dollars at work at Mar-a-Lago. So I say, let's see what the FBI was doing. Let's see those faces. And then let's compare those faces to the faces of the FBI agents who plotted to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And let's compare those faces to the faces in the crowd outside the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. And then let's take those faces and compare those faces to whoever planted those bombs outside of the RNC and DNC headquarters. I think we might be very surprised by what we see in that video. I certainly do. Meanwhile, you have Fox News Channel, and they are completely in the tank for the FBI. Steve Doocy on Fox News, Fox and Friends, he sits on the left side of the curvy couch. Here's what he had to say.
It goes back to the midterms. We're less than 90 days away from it. And obviously, out of the campaign trail, some people are at town halls are saying, hey, why'd you guys blow it so badly on COVID and stuff like that? And now they've got an answer. Well, there were mistakes. Mistakes were made, but we've reset it. Joe Biden's administration made the mistakes, but Joe Biden's administration is going to save us all. So that's the new midterm thinking, you would think, going forward, along with it's not inflation. We're not in a recession. All that stuff. It's just spin for the midterm.
And also raids. Yeah. Random raids in the middle of August.
I don't think it was so random.
Okay. All right.
We talk a lot about...
You think it was random?
Well, it was interesting. Well, and random in the sense that, why that timing? Why 3 weeks, 3 months before the midterms?
Yeah, Ducey's out. He's out. You can tell with the tone and the tenor of his voice that something is not right there. And by the way, you know what? Mike Pence is too. Mike Pence brought up the FBI, and now everybody's upset. Oh, how dare you? How dare you say anything about America's premier law enforcement agency? You un-American, you cop-hater, you. No, here's Mike Pence, cut five.
Earlier today and elsewhere, I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police. And the truth of the matter is, we need to get to the bottom of what happened. We need to let the facts play out. But more than anything else, the American people need to be reassured in the integrity of our justice system and the very appearance of a recurrence of politics playing a role in decisions at the Justice Department demands transparency as never before. And I will continue to call on the Attorney General and the Justice Department to make that information available to the American people and do so now.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a great big pile of grade A crapola. Crap. Yeah, I said it. Crap. These are the same FBI agents who tried to take down the Trump presidential campaign. The same FBI agents who were plotting in text messages to destroy Donald Trump once he became president of the United States. The same FBI agents, by the way, who went out there and targeted innocent moms and dads. Their only crime, by the way, was complaining to their local school board because they didn't want their little girls using the same bathrooms and shower stalls as little boys. They all got visits by the FBI. Now, I'm going to make a lot of people mad here, but I got a problem with any FBI agent who is still on the job and opposes what the FBI is doing at Mar-a-Lago and stays silent. They're cowards. Cowards. If you see a government agency that has been weaponized to take down a political opponent and you say nothing, then you're a coward. I say the same thing about the TSA all the time, and it drives people nuts. But Todd, I just have to have a job, and this is the only job I can get. Oh, manhandling and molesting grandmothers and children, that's the only job you can get? Go work at McDonald's. But the only reason that we have tyranny in America is because we, the people, allow it to happen, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't have a problem saying the FBI. And yet there are probably some people rank and file. Well, you know what? You need to be a whistleblower. As a matter of fact, the only way to fix the culture immediately in the FBI is for all the good and decent FBI agents to stand up and say, hold up a minute. This is not who we are. But they're not doing that, except for the 20 or so that Jim Jordan says have come forward, the whistleblowers. But there ought to be a whole lot more. So if you're just going to stand there and watch all of this happen and watch these people manhandle the United States Constitution, you are just as guilty as everybody else in your agency. Now, I know that's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, but that's the way I see it. And the TSA is, every time you walk into an airport, it's like you're walking into some sort, it's almost like you're walking into a demilitarized zone into North Korea. And all I'm trying to do is get to Atlanta, Georgia on Delta Airlines, ready when you are. But instead of getting on the airplane, you got to go through a TSA checkpoint, and they molest you. That's what they do. It's ridiculous. And the only reason it's allowed is because we allow it to happen. So I don't have a problem calling out the FBI. I don't have a problem releasing the tapes. And maybe, just maybe, if people can actually see what the FBI has really been up to, maybe then we really can facilitate change. Maybe then we really can clean out the swamp that is Washington, D.C. But you got people like Mike Pence out there and Steve Ducey, and they just do not have the courage to call out what needs to be called out. And if you can't do that, you are part of the problem. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, we're going to take a break. Before we do, I've got to tell you about our good friends at Life Change Tea. I am a huge fan of theirs. Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. I drink a glass every single day, and they've got a great deal for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, the tea made right here in the USA. That's right, made right here in America. They've got a big summer sale going on. Buy three, get one free. Go to GetTheTea.com and order some today. That's GetTheTea.com. Use my promo code, Todd10. They're going to give you, get this, another $10 off, and they're going to kick in free shipping. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code, Todd10. You're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. Don't miss out.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. Lou in Georgia. Lou, what's on your mind?
Hey, yes, sir, Mr. Todd. Hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, all these FBI guys, you know, I mean, they're some bad, just like the police force. And there's some of you, at your job that you work at, you know, and everywhere, you know. And but I think we need to put it, the blame back on Joe Biden because he had to order this. You know, before this will happen, you know, it'd be like if you told Grace Baker to make you a cup of coffee, then everybody gets sick. You know, are you going to fire Grace Baker? No, you was the one who bought the coffee, you know. And so I think we need to put all the blame back on Joe Biden. And because, you know, if you notice since this has happened, he's running. That's what he did in when Afghanistan happened. He has been hiding from everybody. And because he knows he's done this and he's guilty of it.
I mean, he was on vacation in Delaware. Now he's back on vacation in South Carolina. I mean, the guy, that's all he does is vacation. Ultimately, somebody else, which we all believe to be Barack Hussein Obama, is the guy actually running the country.
How can this guy be so out of his mind and ride a bicycle? If you look at that day that he was leaving, you know, when after he was shaking Chuck Schumer's head, then he was going to go shake again, they looked each other right in the eye. You know, and I think some of that stuff sometimes is a put on. And I think he knows what he had done, and that's the reason why he wanted to get out of town.
Mm-hmm. No, Lou, I think you're onto something there. So you think we ought to call it Joe Biden's raid, not the FBI's raid?
Yes, sir. Because, see, if you look back, when he caught COVID, he stayed up there in the White House. He thought he was going to die. And when he did, his son, Hunter Biden, come up there, Dad, if you die, said they're going to lock me up. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll order them to go after Donald Trump and drop the, investigating you.
So you think this was like a ruse? So they're trying, it's like a squirrel. So they want the FBI chasing after Trump as opposed to Hunter and the Parmesan cheese.
Yes, because, see, if you look at it, see, they all of a sudden after he got out of COVID, you know, out of the White House with COVID.
Yes.
And because he wanted to be a president, died up there. He was scared because a lot of people think it's a death sentence. And so when he did, he goes, and the next thing we know, we get a leak. Then all the FBI is going to quit looking at Hunters. And next thing we know, they raid Mar-a-Lago.
All right, Lou, that is an interesting theory. Lou, we'll see what the audience thinks about that. Let's go to James from Arkansas. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, I don't think it's time we move on from Donald Trump. I think what it's time for is for us to move on from the weasels that pretended to be his friends and partners when he was elected president, like Steve Ducey and Mike Pence. I wouldn't vote for Mike Pence. I'd vote for a Democrat before I'd vote for Mike Pence. Because you know what? He may be a Christian, but he's still a weasel.
Well, that's a fair point, and there are Christian weasels out there, James. Mike Pence is your typical Republican. He'll say one thing to get your vote, and then he'll do the exact opposite when he gets elected. That's all he is.
You know what my definition of integrity is? My definition of integrity is what you do when nobody's watching.
There you go. That's it, James. And it just seems to me, and maybe we'll get the full story here, and appreciate the call. The anger between President Trump and the vice president is real. And the president is he's a loyal person. He values loyalty. And he feels like that Pence was disloyal. But I'm very curious to know the final interactions between those two. Because I suspect that Mike Pence was dispatched to the United States Capitol, and Mike Pence was, in fact, going to intervene and then somehow changed his mind. So he told Donald Trump, Mr. President, I'm going to do your bidding. But then when he got to the Capitol, he changed his mind. I suspect ultimately that's what this is really all about. All right, 844-747-8868. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour. That's 844-747-8868. We've got a great show. Kat Kamick is going to drop by. Also, Alan Jackson, the writer, not the singer, is going to be here. Brand new book out. We're going to be talking to him about that as well. And coming up after the top of the hour news, we've got a bizarre story from the border. Brand new video shows Border Patrol agents opening up a gate on private property along the border and allowing illegal aliens to come into the country. What's that all about? Senator Marsha Blackburn, also very upset because we're now getting word that more illegals are being dumped in the state of Tennessee, specifically you people listening to us in Chattanooga. And you know who's going to be footing the bill for all of that. So we'll be talking about that coming up, as well as some exclusive audio from, this is pretty unusual, some patriotic illegal aliens. We'll explain what that's all about coming up. Again, 844-747-8868. And our website, and we're super proud of it, folks, toddstarnes.com. We have some of the best writers in America putting out great copy and content just for you, exclusively on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Starnes here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Pre-order it today at salemnow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, August 26th at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And we are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour two of the Todd Starnes radio program. Thank you for making the choice to hang out with us, the true conservative talk radio show, noon to three Eastern. Couple of things happening this hour of the program. We're waiting for this federal judge to weigh in on whether or not the FBI warrant, the search warrant and affidavit will be unsealed. We're going to keep you updated on that. We are monitoring our news partner, Newsmax, and we're going to get to that in just a few moments. But I want to go to the phone. We have a very interesting caller, Linda, listening to us on our live stream from Wyoming. And Linda, I understand that you had some sort of a leadership position there on election day in Wyoming.
Well, I got to serve as an election judge, and because I can't, I wander. I got to serve as the greeter, so I was near the table where people can, you know, if your registration isn't right. In Wyoming, you can register to vote on the day of the election. You can change your party affiliation. You can make any changes you need. We've tried to get it changed, hopefully. This year, people need to pay attention to their local elections because this is our local legislature. But I would see, because I was close to the table, people go in, change their affiliation from Democrat to Republican. They would go vote, and they would brag about just voting for Cheney because they could, and then they wouldn't make any other selections, and you could see that in the results that came out yesterday. And then they would go back to the table, change their affiliation back from Republican back to Democrat. We have two Democratic counties, mainly in Wyoming, of course, Teton County, Jackson Hole, and Albany County, where our university is. And by and Albany County is primarily Democratic, very much so. And by mid-afternoon, one of the precincts, we had two precincts where I was serving, they had over 600 votes. Only 35 were Democrat because people had changed their affiliation.
Is that right? You see, Linda, we have been hearing rumors of that happening, but you're telling me you saw with your own eyeballs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and poll watchers saw it in early election as well.
Is that so, Linda? I have to ask you. I mean, what are people in Wyoming saying about the outcome here? Because you're right. If the Democrats had not jumped in, this could have been, I mean, a massive landslide.
If they hadn't been allowed to do it, she would have probably lost by, I'm going to say, 70%.
Wow.
Because even CNN, we saw a news story that encouraged them. In Wyoming, you can change your party affiliation to vote in their primary, and, you know, and that. Oh, yeah. They tried to change it last year in the legislature, and they said, oh, no, no, it's too close to voting. Our rhinos and Democrats, we were overrun, and they wouldn't let us change the law so that you can't change or register to vote on election day.
Linda, this is pretty significant because Liz Cheney, for all of her career, you know, has been voting conservative. She was probably one of the most loyal members of the Trump campaign, or at least political ideology. All of that changed, right, of course, now. And I'm wondering, what was the attitude, the atmosphere for voters going in? Are they angry at Liz Cheney?
Oh, yeah. The Republicans are. And, you know, I would see some of them, and they're like, my husband was in another area, and people we don't know would come talk to us. We got to get him out. And he'd just stand there and said, well, because you have, as an election judge, you have to be totally, you know, non-political, and, you know, and just, he says, I can't talk about that, you know, but they would come to him and say it. And then I would see them questioning about when they would feed the paper ballots into the machine. They were concerned about it, concerned about the fraud that happens with voting machines. People like to think that rural people are not aware, but honestly, well, when we lived in Tennessee, we moved back to Wyoming from Tennessee 5 years ago. Rural people are very aware.
Oh, no doubt about it. Probably more so because, you know, we see, with our own eyes what's happening out there. Linda, what do you think? What was it? Was it the Trump stuff about Cheney, or was it something as simple as, you know, you're supposed to be our congressperson?
You mean that people are upset?
Yeah. Why are they angry at Liz Cheney?
Well, it's January 6th. That whole commission, when she started that, and then her vote started getting more and more liberal. We all saw that. I mean, and that's when the Republican, it was last spring, or in 22, I guess that's almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, that the Republican Party condemned her or whatever it was. They had a vote and
threw her out of the party.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Linda, this is fascinating.
Republicans are, and it was hilarious. We were at the Republican breakfast we retired, and so now we're really trying to get active because, you know, when you're working, sometimes it's hard. And at the Republican breakfast, they said, okay, everybody that voted for Cheney in 2020, raise your hand. We all raised our hands. Anybody that's voting for Cheney now, raise your hand. Not a single hand went up in the Albany County Republican Party.
What do you say to those establishment Republicans out there? And there are people that are up on Fox News Channel now, and they're condemning you guys, and they're accusing you guys of being un-American for not supporting Liz Cheney.
They need to read history. I just refinished rereading Bonhoeffer and Hitler. I mean, it's all a lie. Everybody knows what's out there. It's just all a lie, and they don't know their history. And I would encourage parents to stay home and homeschool their children and use David Barton's material and Heritage. Hillsdale College has a free course they can use for true American. Know your history.
It's a great piece of advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm one of those old ones that homeschooled mine from nursery school through high school. And all of them chose not to go to college, and they're all doing very, very, very well.
Good for
them.
Because
they know how to think. They know how to think. Teach your kids to think.
I love it. Linda, we're going to leave it there. I want you to promise, though, you're going to call back. I want you to be one of our regular callers.
I will if I have anything to say.
All right. Well, you know how to reach us. All right. Linda from Wyoming. And folks, Linda's involved. She says, hey, look, we're retired. The husband, we were retired. We decided to jump in and get involved and save our country. What a great thing that they are doing, not just for themselves, but also for their family and for the country. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Story from the Daily Wire. Tim Meads writing, families are fleeing Portland because it's a hellhole. I will say this. When I was over at Salem, we were doing an event for our radio station there, KYKN, and you have to fly into Portland. It's, what, about 60 miles away? Anyway, the airport, it was nice enough, but people were saying, Todd, just stay away from Portland. But according to Daily Wire, people are literally evacuating Portland because of the homeless population. Greg Dilks is a North Portland resident of three decades, told television station KGW the number of homeless people in his neck of the woods, quote, makes you not feel that great about living here. Quote, it makes living in the neighborhood harder, not as congenial as it could be. It's the first time in a long time that we've actually seriously thought about moving. According to the local NBC affiliate, there are at least 6,600 homeless people in the Portland metro area, that number more than likely higher. The city had to do a federally mandated count of vagabonds in 2022, but they ran into a staffing problem, so they weren't able to. Maybe they could have gotten some of the homeless people. Give them some work. One real estate agent told reporters the problem of vagrants is a pretty testy subject, but she has seen it firsthand. I would say the migration to the suburbs, I've seen quite a bit in the last 2 years. Most people don't want to have to worry about it if they can leave their car parked in their driveway overnight without maybe having it broken into. You know, that's a big problem here in Memphis, Tennessee. And a lot of people are, some people are actually rolling down their windows so they don't break out the window when they go to steal something inside the car. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of the police departments are now putting they're putting the blame on the actual car owners. So you have a responsibility to make sure there's nothing in your car. But look, ultimately, criminals are going to be criminals. Thugs are going to be thugs. Speaking of that, you know, we've got all these illegals that are crossing the border. And I don't know how our parody guru, Paul Shanklin, finds these great scoops. But it turns out, and a lot of people have been questioning the patriotism of the illegals who are invading our nation at record numbers now, illegals who are disrespecting our nation's laws, and quite frankly, as the first thing, their foot steps foot on American soil, they immediately break our laws. But there are some patriots within the bunch. Let's take a listen to what we've discovered.
Hello, I'm John McCain. We now close today's broadcast with our national anthem. Hit it, boys.
Jose, can you see by the dawn's early light, cross the border we sailed as the gringos were sleeping. What broad stripes and bright stars. We like red, green, and white. On the day that we marched, we were gallantly screaming. And the rally was where we waved flags in the air as proof in daylight that our flag was not theirs. Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Hoary land of weak knees, in the sea no one's
brave. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us, the Todd Starnes Radio Show. A raging debate right now over whether or not the president, President Trump, should release the surveillance video from Mar-a-Lago. There are many people saying that the president should protect the identities of the FBI agents, and that if, in fact, the video is released, it would lead to violence or something. I don't know. I say release the surveillance video. Let's see it. Let the people see what the FBI was doing. Let the people see how their tax dollars were being used. Let the people see the FBI agents, the big burly FBI agents, rummaging through Melania Trump's closet and her drawers. Let's see it. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want the president to release those surveillance videos? 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. By the way, I want to play some audio from Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis. And the governor is very alarmed at the hiring of these 87,000 IRS agents. Cut number nine.
Would they do that? Because you're not going to be able to contend with the audit. So they're going to crush a lot of people by doing that. And I think of all the things that have come out of Washington that have been outrageous, this has got to be pretty close to the top. And I think it was basically just a middle finger to the American public that this is what they think of you. All these problems we have to deal with, and they think the way is to do 87,000 IRS agents. There's going to be more people in the IRS than in, like, a lot of these other agencies combined now. You know, they're not putting very much might down at the border, I can tell you that right now, but they want to be able to do it and unleash them on American taxpayers. And so that's wrong. Fortunately, you know, that's one of the reasons we don't have an income tax, is because if you don't have an income tax, you don't empower revenue agents. Once you do that income tax, that gives them the ability to really go in and potentially target. And it's going to be targeted at people that the government doesn't like.
Well, yes. And who are those people? Anybody who voted for Donald Trump? Anybody who gave a single penny to a Republican candidate? All of you people that live in small towns, that's who the Internal Revenue Service is going to target. And Dana Perino over at Fox actually interviewed some ranchers, cattle ranchers down in Texas, because they were targeted by the IRS.
Deborah, what do you want people there out there in the world to know, that you know, this is the possibility? Your chances of being audited are going up. Yes, the rich might get some more audits, but middle class people are too. What should they be prepared for?
I was very naive about the situation. I had no idea of the power, the scope, going in 3 years of my life, sitting at my living room table, and me having no control over that, no control over the information he was given. It was very invasive. It was very, you feel very attacked, because that guy wanted to go back and say, I got her. Mm-hmm. And they want to get you. If they're coming after you for an audit, they don't want to see your receipt and go, oh, okay, you're good. No, they're going to nitpick your life apart. And that's not what the American dream is for self-employment, small business. I mean, that's just a kick in the teeth to do that to people living the American dream.
Deborah and David. Go ahead.
He got $50 from us, and he was there for 3 days, and he came from Dallas every day.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Okay, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, but it's true. And during the Obama years, in all of my years, 54 years, I've only been audited three times. They all happened while I was employed at Fox News Channel during the administration of Barack Hussein Obama. You think that was a coincidence? No, of course not. It wasn't a coincidence. They're coming after us. They're going to target us. That's why we've got to send Republicans who are rock solid with backbones of steel to Washington, D.C. Again, Mike Pence, good guy, but he's not the guy you need in Washington, D.C. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Racing into the broadcast studio, ladies and gentlemen, with breaking news. Grace, did we ever get the breaking news alert? Have we gotten that yet? By any chance?
How's this? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Breaking news.
You know, no, that's no. Limbaugh had like a whole, you know, thing.
It's not in the budget. Sorry.
I realize we're broke, but we're not poor. Come on.
I'm making do. I'm sorry.
All right. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We have
news. Traffic.
Sweet Lord, breaking news. I don't know what that was. All right. Thank you. Okay. We do have some breaking news to share with you from CNN. This is, and we have confirmed this through NPR. Brian Stelter is out at CNN. Brian Stelter is has been fired. His program has been terminated. What do they call it? Reliable sources. Well, the problem there is his sources were always unreliable. And the whole point of Brian Stelter's show was to attack Fox News Channel. So CNN literally paid somebody to sit there and watch Fox News Channel. CNN was paying someone to watch their competition and then come right back on the air and talk about their competition. Now, there's an unwritten rule in broadcast news, whether you're on the radio or TV. You never, never talk about your immediate competition. Because what's going to happen? If you're talking about your competition, you're going to go and you're going to change the channel to see what they're talking about. And that's what happened with CNN. Just unbelievable. So anyway, I'm surprised it took this long, but the new owners of CNN have said right away they're really going to clean house, and this is part of it. Now, we called him the Dwarf King, and Grace, we were talking about this during the break, that the Dwarf King has been dethroned. He was a short little fella.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and I've also heard people are saying the tater has been tossed.
The tater has been tossed.
That's the new
thing. I love it. We got to mention that to Caleb Park, our managing editor. He's working on a breaking news story. The tater has been tossed.
That's a good one. But I like the Dwarf King, too. That's a good one as well.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to keep you updated. Grace, bring me details. We need reaction. That's what we need. Meanwhile, let's go to the phones here. Byhalia, Mississippi. Rebecca listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Rebecca, what's up?
Not much, Todd. I'm just waiting for you. I have a question for you. They keep talking about these surveillance tapes that Trump has, which I believe he does, but they said that they had all the cameras turned off, according to the FBI. So where did the tapes come from?
Well, so you're talking about the surveillance videos.
Right, right.
Yeah, so the FBI agents told the staff at Mar-a-Lago to shut down those surveillance videos, but Rebecca, the staff did not comply. So we don't know if they told them or they said, yeah, sure, no problem, we got it, we got it. Or if they said, yeah, no way. I suspect they said, sure, we'll get right on that, and they never turned them off.
Well, that works for me. I just got confused by that, and I'm so glad that CNN finally got rid of that little tater. He looks like he's had a few too many taters to me.
Yeah, yeah, he's no tot, that tater.
No. All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Rebecca. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of wisdom coming out of Byhalia, Mississippi these days. So we just posted on Twitter, farewell, tater. There you go. It's a good day for – this guy hates conservatives. Hates conservatives.
Okay, I got another one. Humpty Dumpty fell off his wall.
Oh, dear. That's sad.
Yeah.
He does have sort of an egg-shaped head, though, right?
He does.
Mm-hmm. You know, he reached out to me. This is funny. After I left Fox News, I had left Fox, and I guess it was about a month, 2 months later, word finally leaked out that Stearns was gone. And I immediately, as soon as the first story hit, the wires that I was gone, I get a message from Tater Tot.
No, you didn't. Offering you a job?
No. He wanted an insight. He was writing his book, and he said, "Hey, look, if you wanna tell me everything, I want you to tell us everything.
Spill the
beans, the juicy insider info. You know, we'll make you anonymous." And I'm like, well, I won't be that anonymous.
I think there'd be some details there about you would give it away.
An unnamed source who was a former radio host with a Southern accent and an affinity to barbecue told Brian Stelter, no. So I sent him a note back, and I said, yeah, we're not. I don't play that kind of game. I'm not that kind of a person. I said, if I want to spill the beans, I'll do it myself. I'm not going to go through you, and I'll use my name.
Yeah, we only spill tater tots around here.
Tater tots. What was the tater?
The tater has been tossed.
The tater has been tossed. Can we get that on a t-shirt?
I like it.
We got to do it before Gorka does or Alex Jones. We're going to make a few bucks off of the guy. I guess he's heading to the unemployment line.
I guess so.
Now, I just want to ask your thoughts on this, Grace Baker, just as an objective, as the objective woman on the program.
Okay.
Where's that going to go? Where's he going to go next? I mean, he's not exactly a TV heartthrob. You know what I mean?
No.
He's no Bill Hemmer. He's no Sean Hannity.
Maybe working in a Sonic serving the tater tots.
He's no Geraldo. What about Arby's? I wonder if Arby's is...
Well, again, I say Sonic because they serve tater tots.
Mm. Oh,
he can wear the roller skates.
You see, I thought about...
And then Humpty Dumpty. Woo, we fell again. Oh, boy.
That's terrible. All right. So there you go. That's the breaking news, Brian Stelter. Any word yet, Grace? I know you guys have been monitoring the court proceedings.
No word yet. Just
right.
Silence.
Good stuff. Meanwhile, the Associated Press wants to clarify something. The Associated Press is the news organization that your local newspaper and radio station and TV station use for national and international news. And so every year or so, the AP will issue a style book. And these are ways you should format stories. And this past week, the Associated Press issued a clarification in their style book over when to use the term pregnant woman and when to use the term pregnant people. Because according to the Associated Press, men can now get pregnant. So here we go. This is from TheBlaze.com. Courtney Wheel is the writer of this piece. She says, just a few months after updating its style guide to include phrases such as pregnant people and people seeking abortions, the AP has attempted to clarify the context in which such phrases should be used. In most cases, the AP says gendered phrases that refer to women are now acceptable. According to a tweet from the AP Stylebook account, phrases that specifically identify women as the group of people who can get pregnant may now in fact be appropriate. Well, thank you, Associated Press. Thank you for allowing us to say that only women can get pregnant. But there's a catchphrase. Or a catch. Quote, phrasing like pregnant people or people seeking abortions is also acceptable to include people who have those experiences but do not identify as a woman. Well, let me just say something here. If you're a man and you go down to your local Planned Parenthood and you tell them you want an abortion and they put you on that table and they knock you out and you wake up a couple of hours later, you might want to go down to the doctor's office to make sure your spleen or kidneys or liver is still there. Because they didn't take a baby out of you. I'm just telling you. I know, yes, Grace, I know I just trigger people, but I don't care. We speak in facts here, in truth.
Listen, yeah, if you have that happen to you, you might need to go make sure all your parts are still there because they took something out and it wasn't a baby.
That's it. I'm just saying. And folks, if you're a man and you're walking around and you got a big belly and you're going around telling people that you're pregnant, no, you are not. Just put down the ho-hos. Put down the Doritos. Go on a diet because you're not having a baby. This world, I'm telling you. All right, this story out of the Daily Wire. The British Royal Air Force has now stopped hiring white men. This is from Sky News. The British Royal Air Force says they've hit an effective pause on offering jobs to white male recruits because they have to keep up with diversity quotas. Several defense sources told Sky News that the head of the Royal Air Force is willing to compromise British security at a time, at a dangerous time, in the name of diversity. So here's the deal, folks, and it's very simple. If you are a white dude and you're a straight white dude, you are not allowed to get a job in the Royal Air Force right now. That's where they are. The head of recruitment for the Royal Air Force is a female officer. She resigned her post to protest the alleged change. The senior officer handed in her notice of resignation in recent days as reports leaked about the racially restrictive hiring, fearing the change would undermine the strength of the Royal Air Force. Quote, "The only thing that should matter in your recruitment is the content of your character, not your sex or the color of your skin." So, look, the British are dealing with this as much as we are here in this country, where our fighting men and women are not even allowed to be called men or women. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, there has been a decision made, and this is bonkers. But again, the left will tell you there's no such thing as critical race theory. And yet we have all this evidence to counter those arguments. And there was a story that came out a couple of days ago. We didn't talk about it at the time, but this is a big story. There has been an agreement reached between the Minneapolis school system and the teachers union. So when they have to start laying off teachers, and they're going to have to start to, because so many parents are pulling their kids out of public school and they're sending them to private schools or they're homeschooling, so they're going to have to start laying off teachers. And so they have reached an agreement between the school district and the Minneapolis Teachers Union that white teachers are going to get whacked first. Now, lawyers are saying, wait, you can't do that. That's just discrimination. May I suggest they get rid of the white liberal teachers first? But I don't think they're going to do that. If there are any conservatives, they'll be the first ones that will get the heave-ho. The agreement ended a two-week-long strike, and it protects underrepresented populations from layoffs. Here in Memphis, that would be the Caucasian persuasion, right? Every time one of our local leaders talks about, well, we've got to protect the minorities, I'm like, amen, brother, preach. Because we're a majority minority city. That's why we would say that. But anyway, good luck to you folks in Minneapolis. And you know what's happening in Minneapolis right now. You have all these little wokesters that are school teachers, and they're sitting there going, wait, what? What? But we love minorities, and we Black Lives Matter, and woo, yay, Antifa, and yay, alphabet people. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're an alphabet person. It doesn't matter if you got every color of the rainbow in your classroom and you feed the kids Fruity Pebbles. It doesn't matter. If you're white, you're getting the heave-ho. I think that's called karma. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Mitchell, listening to us on KWAM Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Mitchell, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Every day, and I enjoy your show. I listen to you every day, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to tell you a funny I thought of, and I was telling Grace, I really wish Trump would do this, and he possibly might. I think it'd be hilarious. How you doing? It's possibly because of the security. You're talking about the FBI agents and Mar-a-Lago security videos. If he would have somebody Photoshop Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Schiff, AOC, all of them on top of their faces,
That way the security won't be revealed, and it would be hilarious to have all their faces photoshopped on their heads as they're searching this house. Well, that's exactly who's doing it.
So maybe like have Biden and maybe Pelosi, little Obama.
AOC.
Schumer.
Right.
You know, they did that. Remember when they, it was the pro wrestling video. Remember, did you ever see that viral meme with CNN blockhead?
The WWE. I remember. And they were outraged by it, which I thought was hilarious.
Mitchell, this is a brilliant idea. I love this.
And it does not reveal their face.
I think it'd be
hilarious. I hope he hears this, and I hope he has somebody do it.
All right, I am sending this. I'm going to text Don Jr. in just a minute, and we're going to say, Don, Mitchell from Memphis has a great idea.
I love it. I hope to see it.
All right, Mitchell, and
I thank you for sending it to him. It'd be hilarious.
All right.
Happen.
Yeah, we're all over it. Mitchell, what a great idea. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. That video enraged CNN.
Oh, how dare you people? They're just threatening violence. President Trump is threatening violence. He wants to do the DDT in the middle of the ring to the entire CNN network. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Unbelievable. All right, real quick, let's go to Doug in Arkansas. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? Listen, you know, I was just wanting to understand why. How could everybody be exhausted with Trump? And you haven't heard one word out of him about being exhausted, and he's been through all kind of stuff, you know?
Yes, but Trump is not exhausted. And I think the reason why, Doug, It's very simple. This is a man who's got nothing to hide. He knows he's done nothing wrong. That's why he says, hey, fine, you want to release the video? Release the video. What do we care?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So I think the truth is on his side here, Doug.
Right. It is. But, you know, I just can't understand why, you know, how could the public, especially supporters, be exhausted, you know, when you haven't heard anything from him saying, you know, that he's exhausted, you know. I know I'm not, you know.
Well, I'm not either, Doug, and we're fighting the good fight. I mean, I know a lot of people are jumping ship and they're embracing DeSantis, and that's all well and good. And I'll support DeSantis if he's the nominee. But I think after what Trump's been through, he deserves a second chance. All right, folks, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The affidavit showdown. Hearings are underway at this moment to determine whether or not the raid at Mar-a-Lago will be unsealed, so we'll be able to know exactly what the feds were up to. We will let you know as soon as we find something out, so our team monitoring that information here. In the meantime, I want to head over to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Florida, our good friend Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Kat, good to have you back with us today.
Hey, Todd, so good to hear your voice.
You know, I'm still bragging about your great governor down there, Ron DeSantis. I want you to react to this piece of audio, cut number two, guys.
The state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state. We're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire.
Wow, what a guy.
That's my governor.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
If you had other Republican governors, and I'm not saying all of them are, you know, kind of quiet, as church mice, but if they had that kind of an attitude, imagine what kind of a country we'd have right now.
I tell you what, we would have a thriving constitutional republic. if more people led like Governor Ron DeSantis. It's very much a no-nonsense approach to governing, but it's also extraordinarily compassionate and very trusting. You know, he really empowers people to make the best decisions for themselves and their families. And that is the opposite of what the Biden regime and company are all about. They're about dependency and control. And here in Florida, we're about freedom. Freedom to make the best decisions for ourselves, our health, our children, every aspect of our lives. And that's the thing that I think so many other states are yearning for. They just don't have the leadership. But let me tell you, Governor DeSantis, he has laid out one heck of a blueprint that can be replicated. And that's really what we need all across this country. And as a small government conservative myself, I wholeheartedly believe in the 10th Amendment. Let's return so many of these overreaching, overbearing government programs at the federal level. Let's get them to the states where they've always belonged. And let's reduce the size and scope of government in its entirety, but also its footprint in our lives.
You see, I'm with you on that, and that's why so many people are moving to Florida. That's why businesses like Disney are not leaving Florida, because they know if they do, they're going to get hit in the pocketbook.
Exactly. I mean, not only do we have an incredible business environment, no state income tax, we have one of the most productive workforces. We are so rich in natural resources. When you look at our economy and what we do globally with trade, it's incredible. 14 deep water ports, 23 military installations, 22 million people, and some of the best universities in the country. We got a lot going for us, not just our governor, but we got a lot going for us.
Brand new survey out, Kat. This is from Newsmax. They're reporting on an NPR Ipsos poll that shows a majority of Americans believe the border invasion is underway.
You know, it's crazy, Todd. I was telling someone earlier today that the left has undertaken this new tactic of redefining everything, right? They want to redefine what a woman is. They want to redefine what pregnant means. They redefine everything, what aggression is. Also been attempting to redefine what a secure border is. I have heard repeatedly from DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that the border is secure, yet I've been there multiple times as a member of the Homeland Security Committee. I didn't realize that walking across the border freely, drugs coming into our country with no problem, no hesitation, no nothing, meant that we were secure. Anyone who thinks that this border is secure is lying, or they are oblivious, and neither is acceptable, especially from our leadership. There is a full-blown invasion underway, and it's impacting us in so many ways. One of the ways that hits home particularly, and I'll mention this from last night, I met a mother. Her name is Rebecca. She lost her 28-year-old daughter to fentanyl in March of this year. Her daughter thought she was getting a Xanax pill. It was a pill that was nothing but methamphetamine and fentanyl, and she died. This is happening in every community across the country, and it's heartbreaking. It's destroying families, destroying communities, and it is just one element of the open border policies that we have today. It's not secure. It's an invasion. And we need to 100% reverse course if we are going to have our national security be a priority.
Kat Kamick is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She represents Florida's 3rd Congressional District. Kat, midterms coming up. Polling data starting to tighten up a little bit in some of these races across the country, and that's not much of a surprise. But we've been telling Republicans, campaign like you're 20 points behind. Every vote's going to have to count. You're going to have to fight for it.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying in politics for candidates that you either run opposed or you run scared. There's only two ways to do it. And it doesn't matter how much money you throw in there. You've got to work and you've got to earn every single vote out there. You can't take it for granted. But I can tell you, I'm home right now. I'm actually in the middle of nowhere. I just passed a dairy not too long ago, and we're driving past some agricultural operations right now. Everywhere I go, whether people are registered Democrat, Independent, Republican, they don't like where we're headed. They don't like where we're at. Earlier in the week, I was down with Americans for Prosperity. We lowered the price of gas to $2.38 the day before what it was the day before Biden took office. And we had hundreds of people coming through to fill up their gas tank at that price. I talked to people from every walk of life, and they all said, this is amazing. We want to get back to this. We can't get there with Joe Biden. Something has to change. That is the grassroots speaking out, saying they don't like this. And the polls, I think, will always try to tell a different story than what is truly happening on the ground. Because, let's be honest, it's money. You know, these pollsters make money. They want to have, you know, some intrigue in the process. I don't think that the social issues that the left is trying to push are moving the needle. It's the economic issues. It's the kitchen table issues. And it's where people are seeing and feeling it most, their pocketbooks. That's what's getting people out.
All right, Kat, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate the great work you're doing. Good luck out there on the campaign trail.
Hey, Todd, I appreciate you more than you know, and have a good rest of the week.
All right, Kat Kamick representing Florida's 3rd Congressional District there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're still waiting to hear what the judge has to say. And the big news here in Memphis, Tennessee, the radio station I own, KWAM, is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Big bash tonight downtown on the river. Grace, are you ready to party?
I am ready once I can get home and get freshened up, yes.
We've got we'll have a live band.
Yes.
And we're going to be on the rooftop.
I'll wear my dancing shoes.
Beautiful. Rooftop overlooking the Mississippi River. And it's going to be, I think, a couple of hundred people going to show up tonight.
It's going to be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
We're serving beef. Lots of beef tonight.
And not the fake beef, not the impossible meat.
Yeah, there's nothing plant-based.
No.
There might be a planter there with like a tree, like as a decoration.
Maybe
but yeah,
some succulents.
No vegan stuff over at the over at the KWAM celebration tonight.
Nah.
So crazy. All right, time now for some crime news across America.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the Fruited Plain.
I ain't scared of no popo car, the popo car, the popo.
This is the Starnes ABB.
From the state of Florida, a man nabbed by police driving while naked. Police, according to Breaking 911, police say a naked man threw a machete at a surveyor and tried to rob him of his clothes. He was taken into custody in a DeLand gas station. Well, there's a lot going on in this story, Grace.
It's a lot to keep up with.
So the guy was naked, and he's driving around buck naked. I wonder if it's like the cloth seats or the leather. That's got to be pretty painful in the summertime.
Yeah,
in
Florida weather.
In Florida. Yeah, with the humidity and the heat.
Yeah,
that's going to leave
sticky.
A mark. Yeah, that's going to leave a mark. Anyway, the victim said the suspect was picking palmetto berries in the woods.
So he was foraging all natural.
That's a little bit TMI. I'm just wondering how the victim knew. I mean, does the guy come up to him and say, excuse me, sir, I need your pants. Why do you need my pants? Well, I'm foraging for palmetto berries in the woods.
I guess so. I don't know how else he would know that.
Unless the guy, the suspect had the berries, and the guy goes, oh, look at, wow, those are palmetto berries. How about that? I love palmetto berries.
I was looking
berries
for those
too.
Earlier.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they had to call out the air chopper. That's always fun when you get the helicopter up there.
Oh, yeah.
Air One spotted the suspect overhead, gave updates on his location, and the police were able to track down the, you know, I think he would be pretty easy to spot. He's the butt naked guy running down the street.
Oh, he's streaking.
Anyway, the guy was the escape vehicle, a white Dodge Challenger. There you go. All right, so next story. This is from the Christian Post. This is not necessarily a crime, but it ought to be. A Missouri pastor apologized after he threw a spiritual temper tantrum in the pulpit and called his congregation broke, busted, and disgusted.
Oh.
Called him cheap sons and daughters because they did not honor him with a watch from the luxury brand. Is it Movado? Movado?
Don't look at me. I'm
not a big watch guy. David Weimer from Weimer's Jewelry in Memphis, he would know.
Yes, he would.
They have great watches, by the way. The pastor, Carlton Funderburk of the Church at the Well in Kansas City, confirmed he's a charismatic, non-denominational pastor.
Wait, it's called Church at the Well? That's kind of a
church
mouthful.
At the Well, yeah. He said in the video that he expressed his dissatisfaction with his congregation for failing to deliver on a one-year-old request for a watch. According to the company's website, watches for the luxury brand range in price from $300 to more than $3,000.
Whoa!
He says, and this is the pastor preaching here, that's how I know you're still poor, broke, busted, and disgusted because of how you've been honoring me. I'm not worth your McDonald's money. I'm not worth your Red Lobster money. Oh, I like Red Lobster.
The cheddar biscuits.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, that's it. I ain't worth your St. John knits. Y'all can't afford it no how. Holy cow. I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton. Wow, that's expensive. I ain't worth your Prada.
Oh.
I'm not worth your Gucci.
Wow.
Holy cow. So apparently, and the guy goes on to say, I guess you can actually find them the watch in Sam's Club. So.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters. Holy crap.
This is brutal. Ugh, this is a crime.
Sounds like a Baptist church. Oh. Anyway, all right, next story. This from the Smoking Gun. The headline, police say a boyfriend was jailed after felonious cheeseburger battery at Burger King. During an argument at the Burger King, a Florida man, always a Florida man.
Always.
This time in Clearwater, that's in the Tampa Bay area. Lovely cigars down there in that part of the world. The suspect threw a cheeseburger at his girlfriend with such force that when the sandwich struck the back of her head, it stayed there, and she fell over a curb onto the ground.
Was it a Whopper? That's what I want to know.
He whopped her.
Oh, yes,
it was
he did.
A double Whopper. The victim's chin and lip hit the pavement, resulting in an abrasion and a cut. Upon arriving at the Burger King, cops observed blood on the victim's. It could have been ketchup.
It could have been ketchup.
They always put the ketchup on there. You got to ask. Can you take off the ketchup? I'm not a big mustard fan.
I like mustard. I don't like ketchup.
You
but
see,
anyway.
I'm a mayo guy.
Okay.
Got to be the Hellmann's, though, or the Duke's. Blue plate sometimes.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress. A Burger King worker told cops that before the suspect walked away from the restaurant, he struck the girlfriend on the head and admitted to throwing the burger at.
I just want to say, if he threw it with that much force, he really got her that she fell from a cheeseburger hitting her on the head, because that doesn't weigh much. So it must have been like a double-decker situation.
Or it could have been the cheese. Sometimes the cheese kind of heavy. It kind of weights down the burger.
It depends.
It could be. All right. There seems to be a theme here in all of our crime news today. Next story, this from Florida again. A Florida woman was busted for attacking her male partner with meat. Police say Rochelle Wright and the male victim were involved in a verbal fight, and they were drunk. Not surprising. You got to watch it.
Common combo.
If you're handling meat, you got to be sober. They were intoxicated when the uncooked meat went airborne.
Oh, no. I want to know, was it ribeye? Are we talking filet mignon? That's the real question.
They don't list the meat. This is so disturbing. And this is the problem with journalism these days. It's the attention to detail.
We got
to
know what kind of meat it was.
Was it a ribeye? Was it burn ends? Was it a flank steak?
Hey, at least as long as it's not the vegan stuff, it's okay.
Yeah, and the police, shame on the police. They need to, I mean, it could have been any, it could have been any kind of meat.
What ounces are we talking? 8 ounce, 16 ounce?
Was it a filet? Was it a brisket? Do we know?
The world may never know.
All right. Next story from the New York Post. This from the writer Adam Sabas. The general manager of a barbecue restaurant in Texas says a thief stole almost $3,000 worth of brisket on August 4th. May I just say, for the record, I have an alibi. I've got an alibi.
I'm about to ask you.
Allison Clem is the general manager of Le Barbecue. And what kind of a crap name is that? What?
Just say barbecue.
Come on.
That's all. Just might as well just name it Big Barbecue. There you go.
The general manager says somebody jumped a fence with 20 briskets.
That's an impressive feat. I just want to point it out. I actually got to give them a little round of applause for that one.
They were stolen right off the smoker. I would have, you know, it seems to me that if you're going to do that, you need to go ahead and steal the smoker too. Right?
I mean, you're already in it, so you might as well go all the way.
Wow. She said, so the general manager said this had to have been, somebody had to do a lot of planning. She says, one of my strongest guys can barely lift 10 briskets in a box, and the thief lifted him over his head.
It's all about the form.
The brisket, about $3,000, but there's more when you factor in, you know, labor and the seasoning.
That's true.
I'd like to know what was in the seasoning.
Maybe it's a secret.
It could be. I don't know. If I were them, I'd head over to like Planet Fitness or something and just look for the guy that's doing the deadlifts.
That's true.
That's your guy right there.
He had to be trained in
fitness. Gotta be. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Crime news across America. So, and it's all meat related for some weird reason. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Well, yeah, nobody wants to steal cauliflower. Carrots? Yeah, I'm good. Here, take them, please. Nobody's buying that crap. We'll be right back, America. A couple of big stories we've been following over at CNN. Humpty got dumped. We're talking about Brian Stelter. He got fired. They're canceling his show, Unreliable Sources. And just mere moments ago, the federal judge, Bruce Reinhart, and he's the guy that signed off on the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Now he has ordered that some of the documents connected to the raid can be unsealed. This is the reporting of Fox News. The judge finds that the entire affidavit should not be sealed. Reinhart has given the government 1 week to submit proposed redactions under seal by noon, August 25th. The judge will review the redactions, then decide how he wants to proceed. So there we go. That's where we're at right now. So a partial unsealing, I just say release the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Brand new book hitting bookstores, and it's a big one. It's called Big Trouble Ahead, A Real Plan for Flourishing in a Time of Fear and Deception. Let's go to Nashville. Pastor Alan Jackson joins us, the author of this great book. Pastor, good to have you with us today.
Well, it's good to be with you, Todd. Good afternoon.
All right, Pastor, let's talk about this. I think the average American right now can relate to the title of this book because we all believe there is big trouble ahead, whether it's, you know, in the finances, whether it's the, you know, what's happening in the culture in the country right now. What do you tell people?
Well, the book really was birthed in me about the time we walked into the pandemic and they told us we'd go home for 2 weeks and shelter in place. We could go back to normal. And it didn't take very long. I think we all began to understand that probably wasn't going to be our reality. But I think really COVID was just the introduction. And now we're 30 months into this and normality and a stable place still seems like it's a long way in the distance. I don't think we've found the bottom of the turmoil yet. So we need a plan. We need some attitude so we don't just capitulate and give in to turmoil fatigue. We can find our strength and still do what we need to do.
I have to imagine it's easy because I've seen myself doing this. I mean, you get a little anxious. There's anxiety. There's a lot of stuff coming at you, and it's hard to really, you know, I don't know, compartmentalize this sometimes. What are some of the concerns that people were coming to you as a pastor?
Well, there's an enormous amount of fear. You know, so they were told us to follow the science, but they didn't follow it consistently. So that created confusion on almost a daily basis. We're told things that don't align with what we're watching. someone stands up and says our southern border is secure, and we see tens of thousands of people streaming across it, or someone else stands up and says we have zero inflation, but my groceries cost more this week than last. And that creates within us kind of the emotional equivalent of vertigo. It leaves you unbalanced and confused. And so helping people identify the truth and sources for the truth, and then how to build their lives upon those things, it really forces us to organize kind of a trust transfer. We put our trust in some things that have proven to not be trustworthy. And so within the Christian community, we have to begin with some repentance and back up and begin to rebuild on the truth of God's word and acknowledge that we had built some straw houses that really needed to be addressed.
And again, I like the word plan in the book title, because we do need to have a plan, and you provide that. Let's talk about some of the steps, some of the things you recommend people need to be doing.
Well, first of all, limit your exposure to the media. You know, 15 or 20 minutes a day, and you can get the update on the news cycle. If you're spending hours a day listening to cable news or tracking down your favorite conspiracy theory on the internet, it'll make you crazy. And so you want to stay informed and pay attention to what's happening, but you need to limit your intake. It's like sugar. A little bit's good. A lot's pretty destructive. And then after you've done that, you want to be sure that you're spending time getting a God perspective. Now, some of that comes from spending time with your Bible. Some of that comes from spending time with friends or acquaintances who have a biblical worldview. There is a clash of worldviews being lived out in the public square right now. And unfortunately, too many of our churches are not really reinforcing a biblical worldview. And so you need some voices in your life that will help you not only construct that, but understand that. Otherwise, you'll feel like you're losing your perspective. It's unsettling when they redefine marriage and redefine family and tell us gender is confusing. Gender's not confusing. People are confusing it. That's an evil thing to do to children. So be sure you spend some time constructing that worldview based on Scripture. And then offload your fear. You know, don't make fear a companion. There are frightening things happening in our world, but we don't have to lead fearful lives. Our trust is in someone who will secure our future beyond the Constitution, beyond the Bill of Rights, beyond Wall Street or the strength of our economy. The one who secures our future created the earth and everything that's in it. And we have to spend time actually thinking about that, focusing on that. If we'll begin to do those things, then I think we have a stable platform with which we can integrate with our culture and our society as ambassadors and not be fearful.
All right. Pastor Alan Jackson on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. His brand new book out called Big Trouble Ahead, A Real Plan for Flourishing in a Time of Fear and Deception. You know, Pastor, one of the big concerns I've had is this movement among some churches to disengage from the culture and really going so far as to encourage their church members not to engage or participate in the political world. And I'm wondering what you would say to that, and how would you counsel people who are Christians?
First of all, I'd thank you because you're a truth teller, and I appreciate your courage to do that. And then I think we have to recognize the church has an assignment to engage our current culture. I agree that we don't have to be political. I'm not advocating for candidates or parties or platforms. I'm an advocate for the kingdom of God. But our faith has to be understood in the context of the culture in which we live. Anyone who has had theological education in a formal way, or even if you've done formal Bible studies, you've attempted to understand your New Testament in the context of the culture of that first century environment. Or if you studied the Hebrew Bible, you tried to understand what the Hebrew prophets had to say in the light of the culture in which they live. It strikes me as more than just a bit ironic that we would be interested in first century culture in our Bible, but not interested in 21st century culture in our Bible. I'm pretty confident John the Baptist would have lived to have been an old man if he hadn't talked about current events. The Apostle Paul would have spent much less time in prison and caused fewer riots if he hadn't talked about current events in the cities that he visited. We have to have the courage to tell the truth about our culture in light of a biblical perspective. I understand why there's anxiety around it. Not everybody agrees. If the pastors are employees, sometimes it puts their jobs at risk, but we still have to have the courage to tell the truth.
All right, Pastor, we're going to leave it there. Congratulations on this very important new book, Big Trouble Ahead, A Real Plan for Flourishing in a Time of Fear and Deception. Folks, we've got a comp, we've got a link to this over on our website, but you can also go to allenjackson.com. That's A-L-L-E-N, allenjackson.com, and check out the pastor and all of his great work. All right, Pastor, don't be a stranger. Come down I-40. We're just hanging out here in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, Todd. Good to talk to you again.
All right, Pastor Alan Jackson, everybody, on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, we talk a lot about Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier, and they have been a longtime supporter of the work we are doing here, and I really appreciate the things they're doing at Patriot Mobile because they're mobilizing freedom across this nation, and they're also helping to support organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. Most recently, they are leading efforts in many communities to take back local school boards. And that's something we need to be doing on a local level in every municipality in this country. And I want to encourage you to switch to Patriot Mobile. They've got incredible nationwide coverage, and they have a plan to fit any budget. If you're a first responder, if you're a veteran, they're going to give you even bigger discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That is the website. Got to use my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. You can also call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're gonna talk to somebody who is an American. Their customer service team is based right here in the good old U.S. of A. So again, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Todd. All right, I want to explain what just happened to our listeners. Now, if you were in the Memphis area, you didn't notice anything, or if you're listening to us on the stream, but this program, it originates from Memphis and then goes up to the Westwood One satellite, and at that point it's distributed to our radio stations around the nation. The satellite went down. And so there was some dead air. We have it back up now, so you should be hearing us. But I got a note from one of our affiliate owners, a great guy out in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Hey, Starnes, we had to put on some bluegrass. You better hurry up because people are starting to enjoy the music. That could be a problem. I don't play the banjo. So anyway, so our apologies, folks. It's really out of our hands. But we're glad we're back up and running. And of course, if you miss the Alan Jackson interview, we'll have that posted on the podcast, and that's free of charge. Hey, let's go to PJ in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, PJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't believe we've hit the bottom of the barrel either. I believe that, you know, I believe the Lord's time has come, and where he's actively judging in the world. And have you ever seen where just so many evil things are just being turned loose and people's calling evil good, good evil? And I wanted to piggyback on that because I believe that God's time has come, and you know, the good people need to rise up and do something and really look at it real serious now.
Well, I mean, and that could be. I mean, I think the Bible says nobody knows the time or the hour, but I do believe in God's judgment, and I have to imagine that a country that's, you know, slaughtered so many unborn babies, millions and millions, I think there's going to be a price to pay for that, PJ. I truly do. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I hear arguments on both sides from theologians. I'm not a theologian. This is just the view from the pew. But I'm just surprised that we're not going to have a price to pay for allowing so many of those unborn babies to be killed.
Yes, sir. Just remember, when your contract wasn't renewed, it was actually a step up for you. Because you're doing a great job on what you're doing, and you're like a watchman that's out there for us. So
So you keep up the good work.
Well, PJ, thank you for that. And you know, we're going to do our best. We've got the greatest team here. And Grace and Kyle and Chuck, our engineer, they keep us going. And they're good people. And we're working hard. And I appreciate the call. By the way, he's right. PJ is right, ladies and gentlemen. We have not reached the bottom of the barrel just yet. But we're getting close. This is the headline from the New York Post. And Grace, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this story. The internet is now panning Papa John's all-new pizza without a crust.
What?
So they're calling it blank in a bowl. I can't repeat the words on the air, but poop in a bowl? Is that the... Yeah,
whoa, well, okay.
Pretty much it, yeah. So Papa John's has a brand new all toppings, no crust pizza. In other words, they take all the stuff that would normally be on a pizza and they would put it in a bowl and send it to you.
Kind of like a taco salad?
No, it's sort of like, well, there years ago, I don't know if they still do this, but people wanted like a hamburger with all the toppings without the bread. And at that point, I'm like, okay, that's a Salisbury steak. I mean, what
basically?
What are you doing?
I have done that before.
So they put it like in a lettuce wrap?
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting.
I prefer it. I'll just take a fork and a knife and just eat it.
No, this is how... No, at that point, it's a hamburger steak.
Okay, that's fine.
Which you
that's
can get at the, which you can get at Piccadilly.
Fair enough.
Have you been to Piccadilly?
No.
What? What?
Isn't that the place that smells like broccoli or something?
No,
when you walk
Piccadilly. It's a southern institution.
I swear that place smells like broccoli.
That's fine eating, cafeteria style.
I'll do Perkins. I've told you I did it in college a lot because
Perkins
it was open really
Perkins
late. Piccadilly is where I drew the line. Just not my kind of thing.
You know, if these people screw up pizza, our country's done.
That's true.
That's all we got left is the pizza. That's it. You got...
Well, here's the thing at that point. So are they sending you this stuff like pre-cooked? It's just been like cooked in a bowl? Or is it not cooked and you make your own?
It's like... So you know when you get the pizza, sometimes you'll get a pizza.
Yeah.
And you'll try to... It's that first slice and you have to pull it up and lift it and then it all the toppings slide off.
Yeah.
It's like that happened and they took a spatula and put it in a bowl.
No one wants just that. You got to have disgusting. The bread with it. The bread... The crust is the best part half the time.
You got to have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you guys have to back us up here at 844-747-8868. But I'm not buying this.
I think we peaked at cheese-filled crust, and then it was all downhill from
Papa
there.
John's is now saying that the nation is going through pizza fatigue. Is that even a thing?
What? I love pizza. I do not have pizza fatigue.
No, Papa John says the reason their numbers are dwindling is because you know why their numbers are dwindling? The company went woke and they fired Papa John himself.
They did.
How
it's
about
not Papa
this?
John's
That's
anymore.
Right. Bring back Papa John and bring back the crust.
I don't think Papa John's is. See, all my friends are like, oh, Papa John's is the best takeout. Eh. There's so many local spots. If I'm going to get a pizza, I don't know.
All right. Write this down. And I know, maybe we should do a pizza. A segment, but Aldo's Pizza in Memphis, Tennessee.
You?
Best freaking pizza in America.
See, I think it's good, but I think, again, local, but Memphis Pizza Cafe is the best. But I like the thin crust. I don't know what it is.
I love it. But thin crust is the way to go. Thin
Producer
crust,
Kyle is shaming me over here.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. But Aldo's is great. Oh, he knows.
Aldo's is good.
Oh, Kyle likes
he's
Aldo's.
Shaming me for
he knows what
Memphis
he's talking
Pizza
about
Cafe.
Now.
Sorry.
All right, so. I just, it looks like, and I'm looking at the bowl here of the meatless, of the crustless pizza. It looks like somebody threw up in the bowl.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like a dog got a hold of it and tore it up.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, no, not for me. I will skip it and I'll just go get a regular pizza. They're running it out of ideas.
Scott Rodriguez is the company's senior vice president of menu strategy and innovation.
Huh.
He's going to be out of jobs here.
Yeah,
he's
he is.
He's going to be out of a job here soon. Look, bring back Papa John, bring back the crust, and I think he'll be okay. Oh, by the way, they've got a lot of people on Twitter are weighing in here, including some guy who's dressed up like Pizza the Hut.
Oh.
That's from Spaceballs.
Oh, gosh. Here's the thing that they're not accounting for. People don't have money to go spend on a bunch of takeout pizza. It can get expensive with the delivery fee and everything.
Have you noticed on Grubhub that the delivery is almost as much, if not more, than the order itself.
Or, Todd, it'll say, you know, 50 cent delivery fee, and you go to check out, and it says other taxes and fees, and it's like another $10.
Yeah,
and you're like,
that.
What happened?
I know it. It's crazy.
Plus tip.
I got like a Five Guys, and it was like 20 bucks. I'm like, for what?
Did you get a bun?
I got a bun.
Good.
It was very good. All right. I like buns. What can I say? All right. Hey, we got to get out of here. Been a lot of fun today. Have a great one, America. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Whoops.